The Lord be with you. From the shepherd's perspective, the first Christmas must have felt a little anticlimactic. Now, don't get me wrong, it started off strong, right? They're out there in the fields in the middle of the night, and then, boom, an angel of the Lord appears and says to them, a child has been born to you who is the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And then all of a sudden, it says, the heavens open, there is a multitude of angels, angels as far as the eye can see, and they're all singing about how amazing this newborn child is. And so the shepherds say to each other, well, gosh, we best go to Bethlehem and check out this kid for ourselves. And so they go, and they find a baby in a manger, which is what the angel said they'd find, but, you know, it's like when someone shows you a picture of, like, their grandkid or something, and you're like, oh, that's a baby. You know, maybe you think they'd dress this one up a little bit. Maybe there'd be, like, lights on the tree outside, you know, or a plate of cookies at the door or something, so you know he's special. Like, maybe he could glow with power, so you know he's marked for greatness, or have, like, a lightning bolt scar on his forehead. You know, after all, Isaiah prophesied 700 years earlier that at the birth of this child, the rod of the oppressor, the yoke of burden would be broken, that the marching of soldiers would come to an end, that there would be peace on earth just because this child for us has been born. And yet, this baby looks like an ordinary baby, like all the babies they've seen before. And yes, he's in a manger, but they've seen mangers before also. Admittedly, they probably haven't seen a baby inside a manger before, but, you know, they've seen families who don't have places to stay. They've seen families who have to make do with what they have. When they make it to Bethlehem, what they find is a baby, like every other baby that they've seen. And that's the point. You see, the scriptures tell us that the shepherds, when they find this baby in the manger, they tell Mary and Joseph and everyone who will listen of what they have experienced that night. And it says that everyone who hears them is amazed. But they're not amazed by the baby. They're amazed that an angel appeared and said, "This baby is the Messiah." They're amazed that the heavens opened and angels poured out and began singing that this baby is the Savior, this baby who looks honestly just like they do. The carols that we sing tonight, the lights that we will hold, the decorations that we have placed up around, these are angels. And the angels aren't the point of Christmas. See, the angels just point to Jesus. The angels shine with their beauty and their music so that when the shepherds hear them say, "You will find God in this most ordinary child," then maybe the shepherds will stop and listen. And just maybe they'll believe it. And so to everything that we do here tonight, all the beauty and the music that we share with you, it exists for one simple reason, in hopes that you will stop and listen and believe this message, that when you leave and you go to whatever manger you call home tonight, there you will find a person wrapped in clothes. And you may see this person in a crib, or you may see this person on the couch, or you may see this person in the mirror. But this person will look entirely ordinary to you, like a person that you've seen every single day. But know this, that person that you see, that is what God looks like. And so, love that person. Care for that person, and let that person love you. And when you have seen this truth, then do what the shepherds do, which is go and tell everybody about it. The word angel, it's just a Greek word. It means messenger. And when the shepherds go and begin to share with the whole world the message that the angels have given them, those shepherds, they become angels themselves, earthly angels. You become angels also. Shine with your own beauty, shine with your own music, share it with the people around you, but let it point them to see that the most ordinary people in their lives, well, that's what God looks like. Because you see, that's the climax of Christmas. That's the grand finale of this night, and you won't see it here. You won't even see it when you go home tonight. But perhaps in a few days when the Christmas tree is in the garbage, when the decorations are down, when the presents are forgotten, when everything that is special has been put away, and all you're left with is the ordinary people in your lives, maybe on that day you will remember what we did here tonight. You will remember everything that we did so that you might see that ordinary person and see them as the face of God. When that happens, that is the climax of Christmas. That is why we are here. For it is when each of us can see in every ordinary person we encounter the divine on that day truly. The rod of the oppressor and the yoke of burden are broken. There will be peace on earth, for on that day we will have seen the great light. On that day we will have seen the Savior that has been born to us, Jesus Christ our Lord, an ordinary baby, just like we once were. Amen.